Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Solar Park Q3 2019 results presentation. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker presentation, there will be a question and answer session. To ask a question during the session, you will need to press star and one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Pablo Burgos. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Solar Park's Q3 2019 results presentation. My name is Pablo Burgos, CEO of the company, and I'm sitting with María Burgos, CFO of the company, and Javier Arellano, in charge of investor relations. It has been roughly 40 days since our latest results presentation, and we are reporting to the market our progress in this short period of time, as well as our financial results up to September 30th, 2019. Our conference call will be split between a presentation and a Q&A session that will come after. Total duration of this conference call will be one hour maximum. The presentation we will review this morning is available for download in our website and has been also uploaded to the CNMV website. If we can first move to page number two, we will see the disclaimer that governs this presentation. Please read it after the call if you haven't yet. Page number three contains the index of what we are going to discuss today. As always, we will start with a brief review to the key milestones, and then we'll have an operations update and a financial review. We will finalize with the outlook, both short-term and long-term, and after the presentation, we will start our Q&A session. Please follow the instructions you have received while registering for this call in order to place questions. In the document that we have filed, you can also find an appendix with additional information. Moving on to page number four, we want to highlight the key milestones for the period. During this 40 days period since our last earnings call, we have added a 50 MW project to our backlog. The Algibicos project is an EPC for third party that has transitioned from pipeline to backlog status. Also, the Alvarado project, located in Spain and 100 MW size, has started construction activities, which we aim to complete late second quarter 2020. As a second milestone for the period, we report growth of our project portfolio and new finalization of projects, namely 53 MW put in operation in India ahead of the commissioning dates required by the PPAs, and also 11 MW in Chile. As of today, we have 413 MW under construction, 71 MW of backlog, 1.7 GW of pipeline, and 5.4 GW of identified opportunities, where we have grown significantly since our last report to market. Lastly, our third milestone highlights our key financials as of September 30th, 2019. All three business units have grown year-over-year during this quarter, and proportionate operating revenues and EBITDA have reached record figures for the company. Let's start with our operations update. Moving to page number six, we take a look to our numbers in power gen division at the end of the third quarter. Attributable capacity has grown to 181 MW once the Peruvian assets acquisition has been closed in September. This market will be the biggest contributor to the power gen business unit during the fourth quarter. EBITDA has reached 18.3 million at the end of the quarter, and we will later see more details around it. Looking at our current fleet, it is able to generate 31.9 million euros of EBITDA in 9 months if we look at our pro forma figures shown in this page. Moving on to page number seven, we see that our DevCon division continues to transition from backlog to operational status in several projects. More specifically, we have connected to the grid two projects in India, totaling 53 MW. It is a relevant achievement for the company because these are the first projects that Solar Park has completed in India fully with our own teams, without relying on external EPC contractors or co-developers. We have achieved that with no delays. With respect to the third plant in India, construction is still pending to be resumed. In addition to these Indian solar plants, we have commissioned a new 11 MW plant in sunny northern Chile called Bella Vista. This plant will be transferred to our client in the next few months after completing commissioning tests and customary closing procedures, since this is a build and sell project. Page 8 shows progress of our big build and own projects in Chile and Spain. Construction has evolved in the last 40 days, completing mechanical and module mounting activities. Interconnection is still to be completed from a permitting point of view, and it is imminent in both projects. That is the main progress in projects under construction. Please turn the page to number 9 for the review of our portfolio status. Good news is that we have a new entry to our backlog, which with 50 megawatts of third-party EPC in Spain, and our big Spanish project, Alvarado, 100 megawatts in size, has started construction activities after clearing all environmental permits. With this new project starting construction, we achieve approximately 500 megawatts of projects that have initiated construction activities since our IPO 11 months ago. Movements in pipeline have not been relevant in the last 40 days, with just a 12 megawatt addition in Colombia. On the contrary, activities in new project development have strongly increased in the early stages during these last 40 days, where we have added 1.2 gigawatts of new identified opportunities to our portfolio. They correspond mainly to Spain and Southeast Asia. We keep on working in speeding up our portfolio in Spain once our first projects are reaching their finalization and accumulate 20 megawatts of pipeline and 1.6 gigawatts of identified opportunities in this market. At the same time, megawatts originated in Vietnam are making progress out of a recently signed joint venture with a local developer. Page 10 shows more detail of additions and exits to each project category. In page number 11, no relevant progress to permitting status in our portfolio since it is fully completed. The only remark to this page is the addition of the Alquivicos project as it has become backlog. Now Javier Arellano will guide us through our financial review. Javier, please.
Thank you, Pablo. So if we please move to slide 13, we will first look at the segment information in non-GAAP accounting, which helps us to better understand the performance of the different business units, and the cash generation. So total revenues for the first 9 months of 2019 reached 191 million, evidencing a strong rise of development and construction activity due to the execution of the projects under construction, which have reached heavier construction phases. From power generation, we see an incremental EBITDA contribution in Q3 2019, an increase of 32% versus the previous year due to the full ownership of the 13 megawatts of Spanish assets and also the full contribution of Tacna and Panamericana since early September. Looking at the sum of the segments in the lower chart, which shows the quarter-on-quarter trend, we see that the revenues trend continues to be positive as we move forward in the execution of our backlog. If we please move to slide 14 and deep diving into our DEVCON segment, we see that the construction activity has intensified further since Q2, reaching operating revenues of 165 million euros. Please note that as of September 30, 2019, gross margins of 10% are not showing the contribution of the transfer milestone for the build and sell projects. Once the margin of these milestones is booked, total gross margin will come closer to short-term outlook. We expect the first transfer milestones to occur during the fourth quarter of 2019. As for the segment highlights, and as we've already covered, Beavista and 53 megawatts of K2 in India have been put in operation. Taking the total number of projects put in operation this year to 74 megawatts already. In Spain, backlog has increased with the addition of 50 megawatts EPC for third party and 100 megawatts build and sell project Alvarado has started construction, taking the total number of megawatts under construction to 413, as we've seen before. If we please move to slide 15, on power gen, We have had, as of September 30, 2019, the 181 megawatts of attributable capacity after the closing of the Peruvian assets acquisition in early September, which translates into operating revenues of $22.1 million and an EBITDA of €18.3 million for the period. This represents a growth of 43% and 32% respectively versus the previous year. For the sake of clarity, 100% ownership in Peruvian assets is considered here since September 5th, 2019, both for segmental and non-GAAP IFRS accounting. Looking at pro forma numbers for Tacna and Panamericana, operating revenues would have reached 35.9 million euros and EBITDA 31.9 million euros in the first 9 months of 2019 had these projects been consolidated since January 1st. We are still considering a provision in the revenues in Spain, reducing them by 7% generation tax abatement, as explained in previous conference calls. One thing to note also is that EBITDA margin in Q3 2019 reflects a one-off expense of around 1 million euro due to the termination fee of the O&M contracts for Tacna and Panamericana. New contracts will improve yearly joint EBITDA for these two projects in circa 0.5 million euro. As for our portfolio quality measures, contracted revenues remain at 96% and power gen plus services operating revenues in hard currency account for 82% of the total operating revenues for the two segments looking at pro forma numbers. Please note that hard currency weight during full year 2018 was 68%. So moving on, please, to slide number 16. On services, megawatts under O&M remain at 181 megawatts as of September 30, 2019. This number still does not consider the 11 megawatts put in operation in Chile, nor the 53 megawatts put in operation in India. On AMS, asset management services, the building on projects that are close to completion are already under the umbrella of the business units. So service megawatts have risen to 403 megawatts, including Monclova, Angurias in Spain, and Granja in Chile. The business unit has reached operating revenues of 4.1 million euro and EBITDA of 1.6 million euros, including a one-off revenue of circa 0.4 million euro in Peru, which is the other side of the one-off explained for PowerGen business unit. So now looking at the IFRS financials on slide 17. If we take a look at these numbers, we see that the Q3 2019 shows an increasing weight from power gen activity, as well as build and sell activity at inventory level. Please refer for more details to the appendix. Operating revenues in this quarter amount to 38.1 million, which include, as I said, 13 million of changes in inventories coming from build and sell projects pending to be transferred as of September 30, 2019. Again, for more details, please look at the appendix. On the EBITDA side, IFRS only shows consolidated power gen, consolidated services and corporate expenses, as well as structured costs, given that all projects under construction during the period are either build and own or build and sell, for which the margin is booked upon transfer to client, as explained in earlier presentations. As for the net profit, it has reached 1.2 million euro in the first 9 months of 2019. Regarding Tacna and Panamericana, we are still in the process of finalizing the purchase price allocation for the acquisition, so no badwill or goodwill for the acquisition is reflected still in our financial statement. We expect this to be completed during the fourth quarter of 2019, and to be reflected in the annual financial statements. So, Pablo, over to you.
Okay, thank you, Javier. This financial review leads us to final slide number 19, where we discuss our outlook. We basically reiterate our short-term and long-term outlooks since our last call. And we have also added a short-term outlook for the expected EBITDA levels of the power generation business division. For the full year 2019, we expect power generation to be in a range between 28.5 and 30 million euro, compared to 18.8 million euro in full year 2018. Final number will depend on the commissioning date of the Granja, Grullas and Monclova projects. Regarding the short-term outlook of the development and construction EBITDA margin, we reiterate our view and expect the full year 2019 to get closer to the 14.5% to 17.5% range figure, increasing the 10% recorded as of September 30, 2019. For the rest of outlook criteria, we maintain the same numbers expected both short-term and long-term. Well, that was all from our side related to the presentation. Thanks for your attention, and we can now move forward to the Q&A session. Both our CFO, Maria, our IR, Javier, Adriano, and myself will be happy to address your questions. So, Maria, please, let's go to questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, please press star one if you wish to ask a question. The first question is coming from the line of G. Sanchez Bordona. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. This is Gonzalo Sanchez Bordona from CaixaBank BPI. A couple of questions on my side, if I may. First one would be on, could you provide some more detail on the kind of projects that you have included in the identified opportunities for rest of the world? Like I'm seeing it's mostly in Southeast Asia. So, I mean, what kind of countries, what kind of projects are you looking at, and what are your expectations in terms of development on those projects, calendar, and so on? Anything that you could add some flavor there would be great. And then second question would be on your next wave of backlog projects. So when do you expect to provide some guidance on that in specific projects, or do you expect this to be granular or gradual during the next few quarters? Some guidance on that front would be helpful too. Thank you.
Thanks, Gonzalo. So with respect to the first question, the projects in Southeast Asia are mainly centered in Malaysia and Vietnam, and some other additions in territories like Laos. But I would say that the first two countries represent the highest chances to get projects moving from pipeline to backlog. There are some differences. In Malaysia, we have one project which is participating now in a tender since August, although results are still not announced. So the moment we know the results, we could confirm if this project can evolve to backlog. This is a project that opts for a PPA contract with the local national utility in Malaysia, which is called TNB. With respect to Vietnam, we have recently closed a joint venture with a local developer. We have partnered with a local entity, which is advisable to be done in this country. We are performing a development in a set of projects. Development cycle in Vietnam is, I would say, quick compared to other projects. And the basis for moving these projects into backlog would be the announce of the next round of the feed-in tariff in Vietnam. First round has been closed this year in June, July. And it is expected that a new round is published. So the moment we get this round enacted and we get land and interconnection rights secured in these projects would evolve to backlog status. So I would say this is basically how it looks like in Southeast Asia for the moment. With respect to the second question, we expect that the next wave of projects moving to backlog will be gradual, given the, let's say, strict conditions that we request for a project to be considered a backlog. Only when a specific project reaches this PPA status or has closed financial non-recourse financial resources, if it is a merchant project, or if we have signed an SPA agreement with a third party, only in that moment we will recognize it as a backlog. And we will do it every time a project reaches that stage. So we expect projects to be continuously being added gradually during this quarter and next year, basically moving into backlog status in different jurisdictions. We hopefully would expect something in Malaysia, as we said, also Vietnam, but also some additions in the US and Chile would be expected as well. But again, given the strict conditions that we set for a project being called backlog, we will report that as it comes.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is coming from the line of Jorge Guimaraes. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you very much for taking my questions. I have two. First, is it possible to quantify the size in megawatts of these projects you just mentioned in Vietnam and Malaysia? And secondly, regarding your new guidance for EBITDA from power generation, is it possible to quantify how much of that comes from the new projects acquired in Peru and how much comes from the old between comas capacity installed? Thank you very much.
Okay. So while Javier is looking exactly at the numbers that you are requesting for the first question, for the second question, Jorge, the majority of revenues come from projects that have been in operation since several years. We expect only a minor portion to be included in this EBITDA outlook from the new projects. The new projects would be the two Indian plants that we have recently connected, and also the Grullas, Monclova, and Granja plants, which we expect to connect before the end of the year. So,
sorry, and from Peru?
Well, from Peru, of course, since September 5th, all the plants, all the Tacna Panamericana plants are consolidated and the proportionate ownership has been raised to 100%. So, of course, a relevant portion will come from these assets. But, you know, my comment was more referred to the uncertainty of projects coming online earlier or later as expected. So the point here is the majority of the EBITDA generated in this fourth quarter will come from projects that are already operational, including Tacna Panamericana.
So, but can we assume the 5 million euro more or less run rate of 9 months from Peru will be maintained in the Q4?
Can you repeat, please, the question, Jorge?
As far as I understand from the presentation, the Peruvian assets would have generated 15 million euros of EBITDA. I understand this is not all from what was acquired, but can I assume that the fourth quarter contribution would be 5 million?
Yeah, more or less. Yes. Roughly, yes. Yeah, roughly, okay. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
So Jorge, this is Javier. Regarding your first question and in relation to what's the weight of Southeast Asia and rest of the world, it would be around 1.3 gigas concentrated in the Southeast Asia or the rest of the world.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
So, thank you. Thank you very much. If there are no further questions, I think we can end the call. So thank you very much for attending the conference call, and we will upload the recorded call to our website as soon as we have it available so that it can be accessed after this call. Thank you.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.